Do you want to reduce stress and get better sleep? I'm Dr. Ronald Hoffman with exciting news about an effective non-drug solution. The Zen by Nuvana. It's a safe, easy way to reduce stress and anxiety, improve your mood, sleep, and focus naturally. Zen is state-of-the-art. It connects to patented earbuds and uses your music to safely and conveniently deliver electronic signals that stimulate your vagus nerve, a major communication pathway between the brain and most major organs. The Nuvana app links Zen to your mobile device using Bluetooth so you can easily control and customize your experience. Choose from a variety of signal patterns to find what works best for you. Zen is safe, easy, and effective. And for a limited time, get 20% off the exclusive Intelligent Medicine Bundle. For more information and to order, go to NuvanaLife.com/Hoffman. That's Nuvana, N-E-U-V-A-N-A. NuvanaLife.com/Hoffman. Stress less. Focus more. Sleep better. Electronically. The Zen by Nuvana. You're listening to an encore broadcast, The Best of Intelligent Medicine, with me, Dr. Ronald Hoffman.
Welcome to Intelligent Medicine, America's foremost program on health, medicine, and nutrition, featuring the latest on both conventional and alternative therapies. Now, here's Dr. Ronald Hoffman.
Welcome to another hour of the weekend edition of Intelligent Medicine. Each weekend, we bring you a couple of hours of health information. We call that Intelligent Medicine. You can participate by calling 877-726-8255. We got lots of stories this hour that we want to share with you, among which are this headline: your heartburn drug may be giving you allergies. Also, personal care products are tied to girls' early puberty, and more, and some of your phone calls as well this hour. So keep calling 877-726-8255. If you call off hours when we're not in the air, we'll prompt you to record a question, as did this individual. Let's hear that call.
Hi, I'm wondering if there's any particular benefit to using bone collagen supplements for certain skin issues. My wife suffers from lichen sclerosis in a pretty severe way and has had stem cell therapy to try and stem it off, and it's been working quite well, but for a maintenance regimen, I'm wondering if any of these collagen supplements might help in that area. Thank you very much.
Okay. Well, you know, that's a really interesting question, and it's kind of controversial because a lot of medical folks poo-poo the notion that collagen supplements, which, by the way, are really taken off. In 2020, in the U.S. alone, consumers are expected to spend $293 million on collagen supplements. That's up from just $50 million in 2014. So it's, sixfold growth, according to market researchers. The market is just going through the roof on collagen. And they would say that, you know, eating collagen is just an inefficient way of getting protein, because the body breaks the collagen down into the individual amino acids, and collagen is kind of an incomplete protein, so you're really wasting your time and money by buying collagen supplements. That's the traditional view of collagen supplements. But from a medical standpoint, there is a rationale, because collagen is kind of the glue that holds the body together. It forms the extracellular matrix of the body. That's the scaffolding of your body, and it makes up about 75% of the dry weight of your skin, not excluding moisture content. And it provides the volume that plumps up your face and keeps your skin from looking crepey and sagging. And are particularly key are the amino acids proline and glycine, which you need to maintain not just your skin, but also your tendons, bones, and joints. And as we age, there is a decline in the quality of your collagen. That's why you're more prone to injuries and tears And that's also why your skin tends to become less elastic and it sags. And menopause also accelerates that process. It turns out that you lose as much as 30% of the collagen during the first 5 years of menopause. So you can inject the collagen. That's become a little less popular because of allergic reactions and because the results aren't very long-lasting. So the notion of taking oral collagen has come into favor. And there actually, just in the last few years, there have been some impressive studies showing that ingestible collagen taken orally can indeed impact the appearance of skin. So, you know, you want that. You want just not like, oh, yeah, makes sense. Yeah, there's a lot of collagen, so I'll eat the collagen. It's going to go to the skin. You know, you want studies to substantiate the fact that it does have an impact. So, and we're going to share a few of these with you. There's a 2014 study of 69 women aged 35 to 55 who found those who took just 2.5 or 5 grams of collagen daily for 8 weeks showed a lot of improvement in skin elasticity. There was another study that found that women who took just a gram per day of a chicken-derived collagen supplement for 12 weeks had 76% less dryness, 12% less fewer wrinkles, better blood flow in the skin, and a 6% higher collagen content, which suggests that it does reach the skin. It gets absorbed, and these molecules can then, you know, either they act as building blocks or the actual collagen travels to where it belongs. It's not exactly clear what's happening. Then there was a 2019 meta-analysis. It was a review of 8 studies comprising 805 patients. It concluded that, quote, preliminary results are promising for the short and long-term use of oral collagen supplements for wound healing and skin aging. Now, for the specific condition that your wife has, which is an inflammatory condition, it's not entirely sure that the collagen will work for that. It's interesting that, you know, you say that stem cell therapy worked for that. I'm not entirely sure how that had a positive effect because stem cell is a little unreliable. You know, it's kind of like hitting a Swiss watch with a hammer and hoping that it's going to work, hoping that the stem cells are going to travel to where they need to do their work. But, you know, apparently it did work out for your wife, and that's good. And so taking oral collagen supplements can be good. Another way to get a lot of collagen into your system is to just drink a lot of bone broth. You can make it at home. It's cheap. It's inexpensive. You know, just get chicken bones and keep them in a crock pot and make sure that you have a lot of fresh broth that you can drink. It makes a nice beverage in the winter, especially. Or you can use it as a soup base. That collagen may help to travel to the skin and help to affect repair and rejuvenation. Here's another one. A study of 89 long-term care residents, elderly residents with pressure ulcers, which is a big problem in nursing homes, found that those who took collagen supplements 3 times daily for 8 weeks saw their wounds heal twice as fast. That's pretty cool. Another of patients who had a small surgical skin biopsy found that daily topical collagen healed their wounds at least as well as sutures. So there you have it. You know, make sure that your product is natural. It comes from organic sources. It's free of contaminants and additives, and that it's made by a reputable manufacturer and is quality controlled. 877-726-8255. Keep those calls coming. Your heartburn drugs may giving you allergies, according to a study. You know, there's a host of problems associated with these heartburn drugs. They're called PPIs, proton pump inhibitors. They include Prevacid and Prilosec and so on. They disrupt the microbiome. Why? Because if you stop acid production in your stomach, you change the composition of bacteria in your lower intestinal tract. They've been associated with a higher incidence of irritable bowel syndrome, even inflammatory bowel disease. Some studies show higher incidence of cardiovascular disease and even Alzheimer's, dementia. On and on it goes. Kidney problems have been associated with chronic use of these medications, which are ubiquitous, probably among the leading medications that are chronically prescribed to Americans for not just years, but decades at a time. So these findings were published in the medical journal Nature Communications. What triggered the inquiry was a doctor who noted that one of his patients became allergic to caviar. He started to wheeze when he consumed caviar, which unusual reaction because, you know, caviar, first of all, an expensive food. It's not a lot of cases documented of caviar allergy. But the guy noted that the only times he was allergic to caviar was when he was on acid-blocking medication. So this prompted research which found that mice developed allergies when given acid blockers. And the thought is that it altered the digestion of the proteins in the food. See, when the stomach is there for a reason, there's a lot of acid in the stomach. It helps to break down protein. When foods are incompletely broken down, they travel to the intestine, and they may be absorbed there via leaky gut. Your gut is permeable, and it absorbs food molecules, but the food molecules hopefully have been broken down in the stomach into very tiny amino acids or amino acid sequences, which the body doesn't recognize as foreign invaders, and then there's no allergic reaction. But when the food fragments are large enough to be recognized as foreign agents, then the body mounts allergic reactions to them. So impairing digestion may be part of it. Disrupting the microbiome may be part of it. What they found was, after analyzing insurance data for more than 8 million people in Austria, researchers found that prescriptions of anti-allergy medications surged in those who were prescribed stomach acid inhibitors. So this is a real phenomenon. If you're suffering from allergies, check out your prescription for an acid medication and attempt slowly under supervision to wean off, if at all possible. I'm Dr. Ronald Hoffman, and this is Intelligent Medicine.
Everyone's raving about the newest botanical superstar hitting the store shelves nationwide. Hemp-derived cannabidiol, or CBD, has been receiving a lot of attention for its tremendous promise on human health. Plus, CBD oil by CV Sciences is the trusted brand setting the standards in this newly emerging category of plant-based extracts, offering a variety of hemp-derived CBD oil products that you can count on. In order to make the highest quality CBD oil products available, it is important to manage every step of the supply chain process, from seed to shelf. That's why, from harvesting our EU-certified hemp seeds, to laboratory testing for quality and safety, to producing our exceptional line of products, we are committed to going the extra mile. It is our commitment to you. Join the CBD evolution. Ask your local natural health retailer about Plus CBD oil products by CV Sciences today. Follow us on Facebook and learn more at pluscbdoil.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Ronald Hoffman. As you know, this is a vital time to bolster our immune defenses. I've received countless requests for a specific list of supplements that I recommend to support immune health. That's why I've created the Intelligent Medicine Immune Support Protocol, my supplement recommendations offering the greatest boost for your immune system when it's needed most. Best medicine is preventive medicine. Just go to drhoffmanstore.com for more information. drhoffmanstore.com. In addition to the immune support protocol, you'll find easy-to-follow links for our supplement starter kit, heart health protocol, and much more. These protocols are an easy way for you to get the exact combination of targeted supplements you need to help you follow the intelligent medicine lifestyle. The same supplements I take for myself and prescribe for my patients. And for a limited time, you'll get free priority shipping on all of your store orders. For more details, just go to drhoffmanstore.com. That's drhoffmanstore.com. Welcome back to Intelligent Medicine. Dr. Ronald Hoffman here, and 877-726-8255 is our number. And early puberty in girls is a modern phenomenon. If you look at the diaries, and they're well preserved, of women in the colonial era and young girls, they will often note that their periods began at the age of 17, 18, 19. And a lot of this is ascribed to poor nutrition. You know, if you're starving, your body, in an effort to conserve resources, is not going to start the reproductive cycle. And as nutrition and overnutrition has certainly increased in the 21st century, we're seeing earlier and earlier onset of menarche, which is the first period in girls, and the development of breasts and pubic hair at younger ages. It's not uncommon for this to happen at the age of 9 or 10. And it's a bit of a societal problem because girls are becoming sexualized at younger ages. That's a kind of a family and societal issue, but it's also a health issue because girls who undergo puberty at earlier ages are more likely to become obese and are more likely to suffer from reproductive cancers, breast cancer and uterine cancer and ovarian cancer under more hormonal influence. The more you're saturated in these reproductive hormones, the more your reproductive organs can proliferate, and that leads to cancer. So there's an article that was actually published late in 2018, but it made the round of 2019's top stories, Personal Care Product Exposure Tied to Girls' Early Puberty. These are what are called gender benders or endocrine disruptors, xenoestrogens, that are found in plastics and cosmetics. Early life exposure to certain endocrine-disrupting chemicals, commonly found in cosmetics and other household products, was linked to early puberty in girls, but less so in boys. Because why? Because they're estrogenic. And so that has more of an impact in girls than in boys. They did a study in predominantly Hispanic participants, and they found that both prenatal, in other words, the mother used these products, and also peripubertal exposure, in other words, around the time of puberty, exposure to paraffins, phthalates, and other endocrine-disrupting chemicals found in makeup and soaps were linked to early development in young girls. And here are the scores for something called monoethyl phthalate, 1.3 months earlier. For triclosan, a common antimicrobial. You find it in antimicrobial soaps and deodorants and hand wipes and so on, even toothpastes. 0.7 months earlier onset of menstruation. And for something called 2,4-dichlorophenol, 0.8 months earlier onset of menstruation. Now, you might say, well, okay, that's not even a month. But added together, all these chemicals, so ubiquitous in our environment, these add up and have an impact on sexual maturation. So they're widely used in everyday products. Phthalates are commonly used in fragrances, and triclosan frequently appears in soaps and toothpastes due to its antimicrobial properties. And these are really a concern. We need to get these out of the environment so that women can develop as nature normally intended. 877-726-8255 is our number. You can call us. We'd love to hear from you. Very happy New Year to those of you who are beginning the year. I'm Dr. Ronald Hoffman, and this is Intelligent Medicine.
Stop breathing right now. No, really, hold your breath. This is how it feels when you're stuffed up due to colds, flu, pollen, dander, post-nasal drip, or any other reason. That's when you need clear saline nasal spray, the only spray with the power of xylitol. That simple saline solution you're using is only doing half the job. It's just rinsing. In multiple research studies, xylitol has been shown to reduce bacterial adhesion and help keep your nose moist and clean much longer than saline alone, making Clear more effective at washing away that nasty gunk in your nose. Clear is so powerful, it's been granted over 11 patents. So step up from that wimpy saline spray to something that actually works faster and better at getting you the relief you need to start breathing now. And if your doctor isn't talking to you about Clear for your congestion, maybe you need to get a new doctor. You don't just rinse your hands. Why would you just rinse your nose? Clear saline nasal spray with xylitol. Available at Walmart, CVS, Whole Foods, Rite Aid, and everywhere else. Or clear.com. That's X-L-E-A-R.com. Now go wash your nose.
Now more than ever, it is important to have a healthy immune system. Many health professionals agree that probiotics are a leading natural therapy for boosting immune health. Why? Because 70% of your body's immune cells reside in the GI tract. By taking a superior probiotic daily, like Dr. O'Hara's probiotics with their postbiotic metabolites, you can enhance your overall immune system and immune response. For additional immune support, get RegActive's immune formula to boost your glutathione levels. Since our glutathione levels go down if we feel stressed, maintaining glutathione levels is a key factor for natural defense. For a short-term immune boost, try Dr. O'Hara's Propolis Plus, which provides probiotic and immune support and includes Brazilian green propolis for superior antioxidant support and vitamin E, astaxanthin, and flax oil. Be proactive about your immune health. Ask your retailer today about Dr. O'Hara's probiotics, RegActive Immune Formula, and Dr. O'Hara's Propolis Plus today. Also available online.
Welcome back to Intelligent Medicine. Dr. Ronald Huffman with you, and our number 877-726-8255 if you want to weigh in with a question or maybe talk about how you plan to start 2020 with a healthy resolution. 877-726-TALK. And Neil Armstrong, it's been a while since he passed away in 2012. Of course, Neil Armstrong was one of the first men on the moon. And he had a very illustrious career doing dangerous things. He was an X-15 pilot. He piloted a lot of test aircraft. Bad stuff happened when he was flying in Korea during the Korean War. The tip of one of his wings was ripped off by a Korean fire. And he survived all these mishaps. It has only now been revealed how he died. And this will really blow your mind when you hear this story. But first, let me share this with you. Are you suffering from frequent fatigue? Well, I'm here to tell you about the only nutritional formula clinically proven to reduce fatigue, whatever the cause, whether it be age or illness. It's NT Factor from Nutritional Therapeutics. NT Factor repairs damaged cells. It works on the mitochondria, which are the energy powerhouses of our bodies. Clinical trials have shown that NT Factor reduces fatigue by almost half. These studies are actually really good. I've reviewed some of them. And it even reverses some symptoms of aging. NT Factor is available in ProPax, which is your one-stop shop for all your vitamin mineral needs. But let's say you like your multi and you like your fish oil, but you want to still harness the power of NT Factor alone. So now there's healthy aging. It's a perfect accompaniment to whatever supplement regimen you're already taking, providing you with the unique energy support of pure NT Factor and a potent delivery system. I've been taking NT Factor for years. I don't go a day without it. And with a 45-day money-back guarantee, you have nothing to lose. Please note that even though they're no longer shipping to Vitamin Shop, you can still find ProPax and healthy aging at your favorite health food store or online retailer. Or to order direct, to take advantage of their annual holiday sale, use coupon code CYBER19 and get 20% off store-wide, excluding auto shipments from now through New Year's Day. Well, it's just past New Year's, and I hope they honor this offer. Just call 800-982-9158. 800-982-9158, or go to ntfactor.com. That's ntfactor.com. Coupon code CYBER19. Okay, so what's the story with Neil Armstrong? It's only just now been revealed that he met an untimely end. Well, you might say not untimely, because he was 82 after all. But he underwent a routine cardiac bypass procedure that literally hundreds of thousands of Americans undergo each year, and they do fine, but he died, and the facts around this have only just emerged because there was a lawsuit, and there was a confidentiality agreement, and there was an unusual settlement, $6 million. Doesn't sound like a lot for the loss of a life, but usually 82-year-olds who die due to medical mishaps do not receive, or their families don't receive, a $6 million settlement. But because this was a person of enormous stature, a national hero, an American treasure, there was a big settlement. And the terms of the agreement in this hotly contested malpractice case dictated that there would be confidentiality about the boo-boo that caused his death. And here's what happened. When you have cardiac bypass, your heart receives a pacemaker. Temporary pacing wires are often placed at surgery, either on the surface of the right or left ventricle of the heart. And they're secured by a slight curve in the tip of the thin pacing wires, with or without a stitch. And then, when the patient is doing okay, a couple of days later, the wires are usually pulled at the bedside. In the case of Neil Armstrong, a nurse pulled the wire and damaged the heart, causing bleeding around the heart, and the pressure of the blood on the heart, it's called pericardial tamponade, caused an emergency, and it ultimately led to Neil Armstrong's death. So, you know, in this story, they're reviewing, you know, they talk to other surgeons about, you know, how do you do this? Is this the, you know, is this normal? Is this, you know, because if you die and this is a normal procedure, nothing wrong was done. They said, well, yeah, unfortunate stuff happens. It's a rare complication, but you can't sue. But the way they did it was wrong. One surgeon who was interviewed for the story says he never has a nurse pull the wires. Some surgical teams have physician assistants pull the wires, but the surgeon interviewed for the story said he'd never had a complication like the one that led to Armstrong's death in over 30 years of practice. It shouldn't happen. Another surgeon said that if there's tension on a wire, if you're pulling and it, you know, it's not coming out easy, most surgeons would just cut the wire at the skin and let it retract in. And in fact, some surgeons always clip the wires and never pull them out. So this, A, having a nurse do it, and B, pulling, you know, when it was causing resistance, that was what led to the successful lawsuit and ultimately caused the premature demise of a guy who had evaded death under the most daunting circumstances. Those of us who were alive then, in 1969, we held our breath as we saw the lunar module descend gradually. We saw it live, you know, on scratchy TV. And we literally thought that at any moment something could go awry and he would die. This was a technological feat that was extraordinary 50 years ago. Years later, in 2012, Neil Armstrong succumbed to a surgical mishap that could have been easily avoided. So there you have it. I mean, routine surgical procedure. You know, I'm going for a routine procedure. You still could be taking your life in your hands because the hospital is sometimes a zone of mayhem and something we all want to avoid. 877-726-8255. Let's take a question recorded from one of our listeners. Let's hear it.
Yes, Dr. Hoffman. I was calling regarding your conversation earlier about antibiotic-free restaurant chains. And I was wondering if you're aware of any research-based evidence that feeding antibiotics to animals create antibiotic-laced meat, as you called it. The perspective I'm calling from is from a livestock farmer from rural Kansas. What the American public needs to understand is that we understand the antibiotic issue as much as anyone does, because not only do the lives of myself and my wife and my three young children depend on the safe use of antibiotics, but also my livelihood depends on us safely using antibiotic in our livestock. Antibiotic use in livestock is more highly regulated today than it's ever been. Not only can you not buy an antibiotic for your animals without prescription from a licensed veterinarian, a lot of them you cannot feed them without a prescription from a licensed veterinarian anymore. I feel like the American public needs to realize that we do understand this issue, and we do not liberally use antibiotics in our animals, but we understand safe antibiotic use, and we need the American people to trust us and to let us do what is best for the animal, to humanely raise animals and to provide a safe and sustainable food supply for the American people. Thank you, and I appreciate your time.
Wow, and I really appreciate that comment. And you know, what it suggests is that you know, we tend to characterize farmers and big ag, you know, the agricultural industry as being contemptuous of the rules about antibiotics and cheating and lacing the feed of animals with antibiotics. And, you know, this comment goes a long way to reassuring us that antibiotic use is being held to a minimum. It's a problem that arose decades ago when it was recognized that animals, A, stayed healthier, didn't die, but also grew more when they were given antibiotics. They grew larger. They had more value at the time of slaughter and in the marketplace. And so antibiotic use kind of went through the roof in decades past. And now it's being recognized what the consequences are of that, is that antibiotic residues are present in some of the meat and poultry and fish that we consume. And this has deleterious effects on humans, contributes to antibiotic resistance. When we want to use antibiotics, antibiotics don't work for us as well as they used to. In many cases, they don't work at all. And part of it is due to overuse in humans. You know, every time you have a sore throat or a kid has an ear infection, you have a little bit of a sinus problem and you're getting ready for a trip to Europe, you say, "Doc, give me some antibiotics. I got to knock this out before I get on the plane." Well, yeah, okay. But you're contributing to a worldwide problem of antibiotic resistance. And to just complete the thought on this, there's some alarming news reports that many of the companies that are trying to develop new antibiotics are they're ceasing research because it's just not profitable enough. Antibiotics aren't medications like ulcer medications or GERD medications or antidepressants or statin drugs or blood pressure medications. You just use them for a week or two, and it's expensive to develop them, and the profits aren't there, and the funding for developing these is coming from private equity and venture capitalism, and they're pulling their funds. They're saying, eh, you know, there's not a lot of return on antibiotic research, and we need to continue this research because otherwise people sick in hospitals with drug-resistant infections are going to start dying, and we're waiting for some potential microbial apocalypse that's going to overtake us because we no longer have antibiotics that are effective. But I'm really reassured to hear, you know, this responsible farmer who takes the time to listen to this program and shares our concerns and really wants to reassure us that he's sparing in the use of antibiotics, which is sometimes necessary. I mean, we humans need antibiotics from time to time, and certainly we don't want this guy's livestock to perish of curable infections when antibiotics are available to address the problem. So thanks for that call. Really appreciate it. I'm Dr. Ronald Hoffman. 877-726-8255 is our number for Intelligent Medicine. Naturally occurring black pigments in vegetables, spices, and seeds have been found to have powerful anti-inflammatory effects. Hi, this is Dr. Ronald Hoffman, and I'm excited about what I think may be the next big thing in anti-inflammatory supplements, a brand new all-natural daily preventative against a host of possible inflammatory issues. Black for Health liquid extract from Future Farm Botanicals. Black for Health combines four plant-based foods, black garlic, black radish root, black cumin seed, and black peppercorn, containing high levels of body-ready healing botanicals. Black for Health supports your liver, skin, cholesterol, blood pressure, and weight management, circulation, and immunity. It's a tasty supplement with liposome complex for optimal absorption. For more information or to order, call 888-841-7216, 888-841-7216, or go to myfuturefarm.com/Hoffman. That's myfuture. Farm, P-H-A-R-M, myfuturefarm.com/Hoffman, myfuturefarm.com/Hoffman. Hi, this is Dr. Ronald Hoffman for Biomega Fish Oil from Biotics Research. For over 40 years, Biotics Research has been providing the highest quality supplements surpassing industry standards. Biomega Fish Oil contains therapeutic doses of vital omega-3s in the triglyceride form, which is highly bioavailable. Biotics Research ensures maximum purity and freshness by managing their fish oils from catch to capsule. For more information, go to drhoffman.com/bioticsresearch. That's drhoffman.com/bioticsresearch for Biomega Fish Oil. Welcome back to Intelligent Medicine. Dr. Ronald Hoffman with you, and I'm going to try and do a little bit of a lightning round of some important stories for you. First of all, this is of practical relevance, because if you're about to undergo surgery, your doctor is very likely to tell you that if you're taking fish oil, you need to stop because it can increase the risk of bleeding during and after surgery. Fish oil inhibits platelet aggregation. So yeah, that sort of makes sense. But several studies have suggested that patients who took fish oil supplements until an average of 2 to 5 days before surgery did not have higher perioperative blood loss. So this new study looks at 1,500 patients who were undergoing cardiac surgery at one of 28 centers in the U.S., Italy, or Argentina. And they were given fish oil, or they were not given fish oil. And what they found was that there was no difference. In fact, there was a slightly lower incidence of bleeding in the fish oil group than in the placebo group. So the number of units of blood transfused, in fact, was significantly lower by 16% in the fish oil group than in the placebo group. So suggestion is that is an old shibboleth that needs to be discarded. This item came to my attention on Facebook because I saw one of my Facebook friends reported that she came home and her dog just was behaving funny, you know, didn't recognize her. And then when she was at work, she called the caretaker, and the caretaker said the dog doesn't want to come out from under the bed. And the dog was just behaving weirdly. And what they concluded was that their use of a oil diffuser was making their dog sick. So this is an interesting phenomenon because animals react differently than humans to vitamins and supplements and even herbs. So they say here the ASPCA puts out advice on essential oils. Cats are especially sensitive to essential oils, and effects such as gastrointestinal upset, central nervous system depression, and even liver damage could occur if ingested. Inhalation can lead to aspiration pneumonia. There's significant variations in toxicity among specific oils. Some are okay, and there are actually some pet products which are authorized for use, say, to reduce itching or to as natural flea repellents. Based on this, the SPCA says we would not recommend using essential oils in areas where your pets have access. And in particular, the oils in question are wintergreen, D-limonene, which is a citrus scent, pine, cinnamon, pennyroyal, eucalyptus. And in the case of this Facebook user who I was deciding the case of earlier, it was tea tree oil that was used in a diffuser that was just making the animal really spacey and causing neurological effects. They say keep your pet and your running oil diffuser in separate rooms and avoid using the device for long periods of time. So I offer that as a little bit of a PSA to our pet owners out there who are interested in natural medicine. And this item, children who drank whole milk had lower risk of being overweight or obese. You were often told use skim milk, lose low-fat cheese, you lose, 1% cottage cheese, low-fat yogurt, and so on. A review analyzing almost 21,000 children suggests children who drank whole milk were less likely. They had a 40% lower odds of being overweight or obese compared with children who consumed reduced fat milk. So again, you know, one of those old wives' tales perpetuated by science and the American Heart Association. Low-fat dairy products do not help curb obesity. And the satiety that you get from the fat in dairy products can actually reduce your appetite and make you more likely to maintain optimal weight. Well, thanks for joining us. Happy New Year. Check out our website at drhoffman.com. Follow us on Facebook and Twitter. Subscribe to our newsletter and download our podcast. We've got lots more to offer in 2020. Have yourselves a great weekend.